Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We left off 5 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Dalet Amud Alev. So the Gemara is going to talk about cutting a baby's hair on Chol HaMoed. We were talking about the Yisra of cutting hair on Chol HaMoed. Amar Shmuel, Katan Anolad B'Moed. If a baby is born on Chol HaMoed, Mutzul Legaleach B'Moed. You're allowed to cut his hair. If a baby's born with a heck of a lot of hair and it's annoying him, so you're allowed to cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. I guess they didn't wait for Upsharon. Ein Lecha Beis Hasurim Gadol Mizek is one of the examples of when you're allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, someone who's let out of jail. There's no greater jail than inside his mother's belly. So he was let out of the womb on Chol HaMoed. He's allowed to get a haircut. So says Gemara, wait a second. B'moed in Meikar Lo. That makes it sound like if the baby was born before Yantif, then you can't cut his hair on Chol HaMoed. Masiv Rav Pinchas, but Rav Pinchas says, wait a second, that doesn't really make much sense because after all, the Brisa tells us, Kal Elu Sha'amru Mutr Legalech B'moed. All of the 7 examples that the Mishnah gave that you're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, Mutr Legalech B'me'evlo. People who are in that same circumstance are allowed to shave if it's during their Avelus, meaning someone comes from Medina Sayam from far away and he discovers that one of his relatives has died, that he has to be Misabalon, he's still allowed to get a haircut at that point. But the implication is that other people that are mentioned in the Mishnah that are not allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, meaning the people who are not mentioned in the Mishnah, are also by definition not allowed to shave when they're avelim. Now, if you're going to say that a child who is born before Yantif is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, then you're going to be saying that a child who turns out to be an avel is not allowed to get a haircut. And that would mean to say that a child can be an avel, that a child has to observe avelus. But the Brisa says mikarin lekatan mipnei agmas nefesh, that we only tear a katan's begadim. We do kriya. Kriya is an important concept. When a person becomes an avel, they tear their begadim. We do that for a child just to cause other people who see that to be heartbroken. But we don't. Make a child do any other laws of avelus. So how can you tell me that a child who's born before Yantif is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed? That if there's this this connection between Chol HaMoed and avelus, that would necessarily be telling me that a child has to observe some laws of avelus, and that's not true. Amar Rav Ashi Mikatani Ha'asurin? No, all we said is that anyone who's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is allowed to get a haircut when he's in avelus. We never said the reverse, that anyone who's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is not allowed to get a haircut during avelus. Dilma Yeshman Hasur Yeshman Mutter. Maybe there are some people that are not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed that are allowed to get a haircut during avelus, and some that are not. Amem Ravitem Rav Shisha Brei Davidi Masni Hachi. He had a different version of this discussion where it went as follows. Amr Shmuel Katan Mutu Legal Chol HaMoed Lo that Shmuel said that a child is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed whether he was born on Chol HaMoed or whether he was born before Chol HaMoed. And then Amar Rav Pinchas, instead of it being a kashi, he says, Avinanami Tanina. Oh, our Mishnah supports that, because our Mishnah says, Kol Elu Shamru Mutu Legalech B'Moed, Mutu Legalech B'Mei Avlo, that anyone who's allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is also allowed to get a haircut when they're in Avelus. But Ha'asu Legalech B'Moed, Asu Legalech B'Mei Avlo. The logical conclusion then is that anyone is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, he's not allowed to get a haircut when they're in avelus. E amrit katan aser. So if you say that a katan is not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, nimse avelus no eges b'katan, it would turn out that avelus would be observed for a child. V'tanya mekaren l'katan mipnei agmas nefesh, that we only, all we do for a child is kriya, is tearing his clothing. He doesn't have to do avelus. So the tzaraya, therefore, then it must be correct that a child is allowed to get a haircut even if he was born before Yantif. Amravashi mikatani ha. No, the same problem. You can't make such a diuk. You can't make such an inference that anyone who's not allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is necessarily not allowed to get one during their avelus. Dilma, Yeshman, Asr, Yeshman, Mutter. Maybe whoever is allowed to get a haircut on Chol HaMoed is allowed to get a haircut during their avelus, but as far as those who can't get a haircut on Chol HaMoed, some can during avelus and some cannot. So main point number one, a child... I guess we'll say like anyone who can get a haircut on Chol HaMoed can get a haircut during avelus, but those who can't get a haircut during Chol HaMoed might still be able to get a haircut during avelus, like a child. I guess we can make a second main point over there, is that the only avelus that a child observes is kriya, is tearing his clothing. Okay, now the Gemara is going to talk about halachos of an avel, halachos of someone who is menudo, means he's put in cherim, and the halachos of someone who has tzara'as. They have very similar laws. Someone who's put in cherim has to observe avelus. It's almost like avelus on himself, and someone who has tzara'as also has to observe some form of avelus. So avel einu noeg avelus beregel. First of all, an avel does not have to observe avelus on yantiv, shnemar v'samachta b'chagecha, because the pasuk says in yantiv you have to have simcha. He avelus to meikaruhu, if he was an avel before yantiv, if Asi Asei the Rabbim, Vidachi Asei the Yachid, the mitzvah Asei that the whole Jewish people is observing of Simcha on Yantif pushes away his own personal mitzvah Asei of Avelus, and he doesn't do Avelus, via Avelus Tahashtu, and even if he became an Avel on Yantif, Lo Asi Asei the Yachid, Vidachi Asei the Rabbim, his personal mitzvah of Avelus does not push away the mitzvah that the entire Jewish people are observing of Simchas Yantif. Menuda mahu sheyinog niduyo beregel. So that's true of an avel, that an avel doesn't observe avelus on yantiv. What about a person who's in cherim? Does he observe his cherim on yantiv? So I guess main point number three would be that someone who's in avel does not observe his avelus on yantiv, whether he became an avel before yantiv or he became an avel on yantiv. So now we move on to the issue of menuda. Amar Rav Yosef, Tashmar Rav Yosef, let's try to bring a proof about someone who's in nidoy, someone who's in cherim. Done in dine nefashos, in chol hamoed, we said in the Brisa that Beis Din is allowed to judge cases of capital crimes, v'dine makos, and Beis Din is allowed to judge cases of malkos, v'dine mamonos, and Beis Din is allowed to judge cases of monetary issues. V'ilot sayis dina mishamtina lein. If the guy doesn't listen to what Beis Din says, they could put him in cherim. But if you hold that there's no din of cherim on yantif, that a person doesn't observe his cherim on yantif, then you'd be saying a guy who is already in cherim, the yantif pushes away his cherim. So how could the Braisa say we're going to put someone in cherim on yantif? Even someone who is already in cherim, the cherim is lifted when yantif comes. How could you put someone in a new cherim on yantif? Maybe when it says in the Braisa that we observe that we judge dinim mamonos cases, it doesn't mean that we paskin the cases. It means that we should start to analyze the din, but we're not going to come to any final psak. So in the Braisa, it doesn't say that we're actually putting him in cherim on yantif, just that if he doesn't listen to the eventual psak, we will put him in cherim. And you have to say this way, because if you don't say this way, if you don't say that that's all it means, it's just that we look into the din, but not that we paskin it. What do you think when it says that we judge capital crimes on yantiv that will actually kill a guy on yantiv, that will be mechayev a guy misa and kill him on yantiv? That's going to cause the Beis Din not to have Simchas Yamtuv. Obviously the guy also, but he'll be dead. It's going to cause the Beis Din not to have Simchas Yamtuv, because the halacha is that on a day that a Beis Din kills somebody, they're not allowed to eat the whole rest of the day. D'tanya, Rabbi Kiva Omer, minayin l'Sanhedrin shargu ha-Sanhefesh. How do I know that if Sanhedrin killed someone, Shein Tom and Kolos Vayom, that they're not allowed to eat that entire day? Tamalam l'soch l'adam, because the pasuk says l'soch l'adam. Eloso must mean when it says that we judge capital cases on Chol HaMoed, La Ayune Bedine, just to investigate. Hachanami, La Ayune Bedine. Over here also, it just means by Dine Mamnus that we investigate the monetary cases on Chol HaMoed, but not that we actually pasken them, and therefore we're never actually putting anyone in Cherim on Chol HaMoed. Armalei, so Rav Yosef says, Tabai Im Kain, if when the Braisa just says that we judge these cases, all it means is that we look into the cases, Nimseis Manas Dino, doesn't it turn out that we're delaying his psak din, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to delay in terms of issuing justice. Ella, rather, you have to say that what the Braisa means is that we do have a psak din on Chol HaMoed, and you're right, we could be medayik from the Braisa, that if he doesn't listen, we put him in cherim on Chol HaMoed, and you see from there that a guy who was in nidoy does have to observe his cherim on yantif, even on yantif and on Chol HaMoed. Then it would turn out by dina nefashos, what's going to be with the simchas yamtiv of the judges? Atzu misafra uma'ayne bedine. Here's what we do. The dayanim come in the morning, and they look into the din to try to figure out whether to kill this guy or not. Va'ayli va'achlu v'shasu kulayama. And the whole rest of the day, they go home, and they eat, and they drink the whole rest of the day. V'hadarasu b'shkias hacham, v'gamrin l'dine, v'katulay. And then they come back when it's close to sunset, and that's when they carry out the execution. Because remember, the halacha is, the dayanim are not allowed to eat the whole rest of the day. But if they kill someone very close to sunset, right before the end of the day, so then they're good. They'll be able to teach just a few minutes later when the day is over. Amar Abaye Tashma. Abaye says, I'll bring another proof about whether a person has to observe his cherim on Yantif. One of the examples of a guy who's allowed to get a haircut on Chalamoid is someone who just got out of his nidui on Yantif. Doesn't that imply that by definition, Yantif lets a person out of his nidui? Amar Rava, Rava says, no, it doesn't imply that at all. Mikatani she'tiru chacham, does it say that the chamar matir all nidois, all cherims on Yantif? She'tiru lo chachamim katani. All it says is that this guy got lucky. He got out of his nidoi, he got out of his cherim. On Chalamoy, da'azul paisi lebaldine, vase kamer abanu, sharulei. Whoever he had an issue with, he must have calmed the guy down, and they went to the rabbis, and the rabbis lifted his nidoi. But it's no proof. So, I guess the main point over here is the Gemara is not sure whether nidui, whether a cherim has to be observed on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara is not sure whether a cherim has to be observed on Chol HaMoed. But in trying to prove it, we discover that Beis Din can't eat on the day that they kill someone. So next issue, mitzora maushian tzarato beregel. Does a person who has tzaras have to observe all the laws of a guy who has tzaras on Yantif? Amar Rabbi Tashmel, let's bring a riot. V'hanazir mitzorim t'masal t'araso. We mentioned on the list of people that are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, a mitzora who becomes tahar. But that implies that while he's not yet tahar, while he's still tamei, he does have to observe all the laws of the tzaras. Says Gemara, no, that's not what it means. Lo mi baye kamar. The Mishnah is really saying like this: Lo mi baye bimei tumaso de lo nohig. You don't even need to say that while he's actually tamei as a mitzara that he doesn't observe his tzaras laws on yantif and he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Aval. But when he becomes tar, there's room to argue that nigzar, we should make a gezerah that he should not be allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, because on the eighth day of his tar process, after he shaves his hair on the seventh day, he has to bring karbanos for his tar process. So if we allow him to shave on Chol HaMoed on the seventh day of his tara, maybe we should worry Shema Yasha Karbanosav, that maybe he's going to delay bringing his karbanos until the last day is of Yantif, and only then bring his karban, and you're not allowed to bring individual karbanos on the last day of Yantif. So maybe we would have made such a gzeira specifically for him not to shave for his tahara process for mitzora on Chol HaMoed. Therefore comes to tell me that no, a mitzora is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, whether he's still tameh or even if he's involved in his tahara process. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Tashma, I'll bring you another proof about a mitzora, whether he's allowed to shave or not, whether he has to observe his tzara'as laws on Chol HaMoed. Vatzarua, the Rabbis Kohen Gadol. We said the person who has tzara'as teaches us that a Kohen Gadol also has to observe the laws of tzara'as if he gets tzara'as. Vakohen Gadol, the Kol HaShana Kula, the Kol HaShana Karegel Ukulei Alma Dami. A Kohen Gadol, every day of the year for a Kohen Gadol, has the same status of what Yontif is for the rest of us. Titanan, Kohen Gadol Makarvonin Vein Ochel. For example, a Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring a karban while he's in Onain, when on the day, Onain is an important concept, the day that one of his seven closest relatives dies, but he's not allowed to eat from the karbanos that he brought when he's in Onain. Everybody else has that same law only on Yontif. So Shema Mina, knowing Tzarato Beregel, the fact that a Kohen ever has to observe Tzaras, shows that a Kohen Gadol ever has to observe Tzaras, shows us that the rest of us have to observe Tzaras on Yontif. Shema Mina, that's a good proof. So the main point number, whatever number we're up to, we prove that someone who has Tzaras has to observe the laws of the Tzaras on Yontif from the fact that a Kohen Gadol has to observe laws of Tzaras when he has it, when he has Tzaras, because his everyday is the same as our Yantif. Let's do a little further. Avel aser b'tisparos midikam l'rachmana l'vnei Aaron roshechem al tifro mechal dukuli alma aser. An avel is not allowed to get a haircut on during his avelus. Not talking about Chol HaMoed anymore. Someone who's an avel is during his avelus is not allowed to get a haircut. How do we know that? Because when two of Aaron's sons died, the remaining sons were told roshechem al tifro'u, don't grow their hair, meaning that they're allowed to get a haircut, which implies that it was a special exception made for them, but every other avel is not allowed to get a haircut. Menudin mitzora'in mahin b'tisparos. What about someone who's in cherem or someone who has tzaras? Is he allowed to get a haircut? Tashma. Menudim mitzvaran asurin l'saper l'chabes. We have beferish, it says in the Braisa, that they are not allowed to get a haircut. So it would turn out that what we're saying now is that an avel, a menuda, and a mitzvara are all not allowed to get haircuts. Menuda shemes, not only that, if a guy who's in cherem dies, based in Soklin Asarono, based in stones his coffin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo she'yamidu alav gal avanim kigal shalachan. It doesn't mean that we pile up a pile of stones on his coffin like we did by Achan in Sefer Yehoshua. Achan was the guy who took from the spoils of Yericho illegally. Ela based in Sholchan Manichin Evan Gedola Alarono. Bezdin simply puts one large stone on his coffin, the Lamducha, Shekala Mesnadu, Mes Beniduyo Bezdin Soklan Asarono, to teach us this principle that someone who was put into a cherim and died while in that cherim, based in stones, his coffin. So the final main point is an Avel, a menuda, and a mitzora. I don't know what all those terms mean. A menuda, someone who's in cherem. A mitzora, someone has tzaras. An avel, someone who one of his seven relatives died. An avel, a menuda, and a mitzora are all not allowed to get haircuts on Chol HaMoed. And someone who dies in a nidoy has a stone put on his coffin. Someone who dies in a nidoy has a stone put on his coffin. Next thing we're going to do, Be'ez Hashem, next time, when we do Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, we're going to start discussing the idea of an avel and a menuda and a mitzora doing atifas harosh, wrapping their heads. God willing, that will be for next time.